What was her state of mind, her spouse's state of mind, and your state of mind?
We all, and I emphasize a we, I think we all were very distraught and very concerned. They, more than anybody else, would be distraught. After all, they weren't the ones facing this disease. But I could not hide that I was very concerned about what I was going to give her afterwards. And I was reflecting my experience in the late 1990s, early 2000s, when I was having these patients relapsing soon after receiving adjuvant taxanes, and they were not doing very well. So I shared these issues. There was a lot of tearing in the room at that moment, but at the same time, they were relying on my coolness, if you will, and my expertise to try to help them.
So I'll start with Hi and ask you about the situation of confronting first relapse in a woman who's had prior adjuvant therapy, particularly prior adjuvant chemotherapy, and you know what it's like for an oncologist.
Well, I think we once talked, it's a two scotch night, two cocktail night. I think it's really hard on all of us, as well as the patients, because I think most of us here are very motivated and have kind of come into this profession to do as much for these patients. And we use state-of-the-art therapy as Antonio did. And in a patient like this, come back with a devastating disease where I think it's not really important, unfortunately, in this patient, what you're going to pick. It's really probably more important to work with she and her family to make her survival as high quality as possible. But I think it's very, very hard to see patients who recur, whether early or late, with metastatic breast cancer. I think the context can be different, whether it's a young person, certainly with a family, or an older person. But even an older person, we all have that drive to push on in life. And even an older person, it can be very hard to be confronted with the fact that they now have an incurable disease. So I think it takes a toll on all of us. But saying that, I think when it doesn't take a toll on us, we probably shouldn't be at this type of conference. It should take a toll on us, so we're always compelled to do better.
What about the teenage children? Up to that point, what had you heard about what was going on? Were they coming into the appointments? Did it come up in the conversation?
I had not met them, and actually they have not. I've come to know very well her family, her parents, her husband, but I have never seen the teenage children. But we have discussed this issue many times, and the kids have been kept informed by the parents about what's happening. And so they know very well the seriousness of the situation, and at least from a distance, they seem to be handling as best as one can.
Julie, this is a very dramatic situation where a patient's really acutely threatened, but anybody, I think, who relapses after having adjuvant treatment, the entire team, I think, can be devastated. What's your experience with that, and how do you integrate that into the way you're going to make a therapeutic decision, or do you sort of put it aside?
Well, as we've all stated, it's devastating for the family, for the patient, for us, for our health team, too. This is a dramatic, quick relapse, and she's in big trouble. If we don't get something in that works quickly here, then her lifespan is very short. Maybe anyway, but you've got to act quickly. And so there's all the emotional aspect that comes along with dealing with the grips of this recurrence and quick decision-making and jumping in to the treatment.